Good morning, Lewis, and welcome to another edition of UK Business Morning. Today we have an interesting story about the UK and France and their ongoing discussions with President Macron's state visit. It seems migration is a key topic, as well as defence and the Sizewell C nuclear project. What do you think?
Good morning, Alice. Yes, this is definitely a big one. The UK has long been pressing France to do more to stop illegal departures along the coastline, and they've invested over £700 million to buy equipment and hire more police. Now, with Macron's visit, they're hoping to make progress on a one-in-one-out deal. But from what I read, it seems like that's still up in the air. It's interesting to see how they're trying to balance their partnership with France while also addressing the migration issue head-on.
I see. So the UK is proposing a pilot program where they would send back one person who arrived illegally by boat and in return accept someone with a higher chance of having their application accepted. It's a clever way to try and manage the situation, but I can imagine it's a tough sell for both sides. What do you think?
Yeah, I can see that. It's a complex issue with no easy solutions. The UK government has been clear that there's no silver bullet, but they're determined to show progress. They've also been working closely with Macron to rally support for Ukraine and lobby Trump not to abandon Kyiv. It's interesting how these international partnerships are shaping up in the wake of Brexit.
Right, and the Sizewell C nuclear project is also on the agenda, with the UK government and a consortium of private investors closing in on a final investment decision. It's a big deal for both countries and one that could have long-term implications for energy security. What's your take on that?
I think it's a big step forward. EDF is a French state-owned energy company, so this project could help strengthen the UK-France partnership. And with the energy crisis still a concern for many, this could be a way to ensure more stable energy supplies. But I wonder how the final investment decision will be made, and what kind of impact it will have on the local communities in Suffolk. That's something to keep an eye on.
Absolutely, and it's not just about the UK and France. Macron will also be meeting with King Charles before Trump's expected meeting with the US president later this year. It's clear that the UK is trying to maintain good relations with both the EU and the US, especially with the upcoming US election. What do you think about that strategy?
I think it's a smart move. Starmer has been working to reset relations with the EU, and this state visit is a sign of that. It's also important to maintain good relations with the US, especially with the uncertainty around Trump's policies. By building these partnerships, the UK is trying to position itself as a key player on the global stage. It's a delicate balance, but I think they're doing a good job of it so far.
Yeah, it's definitely a complex situation, and with the migration issue still a thorny one between the two countries, it's going to be interesting to see how the discussions unfold. I wonder if they'll be able to make any real progress on the one-in-one-out deal, or if it'll just be more talk without action.
Well, they've already invested so much money and resources into this. I think they'll be under pressure to show some results. And with the UK's small boat situation deteriorating, Starmer is determined to show he's got a grip on it. So I think they'll be pushing hard for a deal. But as the article says, it's still a long shot.
Right, and it's not just about the UK and France. The UK is also trying to rally support for Ukraine, and the Coalition of the Willing is an important part of that. With Trump threatening to scale back support for Ukraine, it's crucial that other countries step up and provide military aid. What do you think about that?
I think it's a vital issue. Ukraine has been fighting for their sovereignty, and it's important that the international community continues to support them. The Coalition of the Willing is a good way to ensure that support doesn't dry up, even if the US decides to step back. But I wonder how sustainable that coalition will be in the long run, especially with the economic challenges many countries are facing.
Yeah, it's definitely a complex web of issues. And with the UK's relationship with the EU still evolving, it's going to be interesting to see how these discussions with Macron play out. I think we'll be hearing more about this in the coming days, so stay tuned for updates.
Agreed, Alice. And as always, we'll keep you posted on any developments. That's all for today's UK Business Morning. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you back here tomorrow.